have two pieces, both movements from the ballet Petrushka by Stravinsky.
Oh.
So I made the mistake of asking friends what they wanted me to play. I will never do that again. Because
I have more ideas for next.
Most of the time that I've spent rehearsing this program has been these next two pieces. They're not easy. And they were never intended to be easy. They were never intended to be played on the piano. So it's an orchestra piece reduced for the piano. Now, I've actually got two different movements from Petrushka, and I'll explain the story real quick so you can kind of understand what's supposed to be happening on stage while this music is going on. But just for the piano transcription, the first movement I'm actually playing, there's a transcription by a guy named Theodore
Zantos,
thank you. So he transcribed the first movement of Petrushka, which is called Shrovetide Fair, put that aside. The second movement I'm playing is called Russian Dance, which is the most famous piece from that ballet. You'll recognize it. And that was transcribed by Stravinsky himself. He admitted he couldn't play the left-hand part. But he wrote it for Arthur Rubinstein, who could play the left-hand part. I'm going to attempt to play the left-hand part. We'll see how it goes. So the story of Petrushka. Petrushka is a marionette. He's a puppet who has a soul. He has a life. And it's a sad story. He falls in love with a ballerina, and he gets, you know, his owner doesn't let him see the light of day, puts him in a cell. He ends up picking a fight with an ogre or something, and he dies. But the music that we're going to hear tonight is only from the first act, when everything is pretty happy. So the first movement, Shrovetide Fair, is the Russian version of Mardi Gras. So it's at the same time. It's the week before Lent, and so they kind of let it all hang out. So this is a fair, and there's one part in that first movement where I'm having to play a rhythm of 5 against 2, and then 3 against 8, and then 3 against 7. And when I play it correctly, it sounds like I'm drunk or something. But I realized that's probably what he intended, because that's what would happen at a party like that, right? You get a lot of... just imagine all the things that are happening at this fair. That's the first movement. The second movement, which is the Russian dance, is the dance that Petrushka dances for himself. So it's his thing. So he's this puppet who's dancing at the fair. All right, so there you go. Two movements from Petrushka by Stravinsky. Wish me luck.